is Rediscover Life with Pastor John from All Nations Church with your daily message to help you reconnect to your Creator and rediscover life as it can be with Jesus. And we're continuing our series called In His Presence. Glory to God. Do you know that in His presence is fullness of joy, like the Bible says? Well, we were created to be in His presence, and I think it's important to understand that we don't just put that off until eternity, until when we go to be with the Lord. But you know what? We can be in His presence today. We can walk with the Lord today, and we're called to walk in His presence. And Ecclesiastes chapter 12, remember now, verse 1, your Creator in the days of your youth, before the difficult days come and the years draw near when you say, I have no pleasure in them. When the sun and the light, the moon and the stars are not darkened, and the clouds do not return after the rain. In the day when the keepers of the house tremble and the strong men bow down. When the grinders cease because they are few, and those that look through the windows grow dim. When the doors are shut in the streets, and the sound of grinding is low, when one rises up at the sound of a bird, and all the daughters of music are brought low. Also they are afraid of heights and terrors in the way, when the almond tree blossoms, and the grasshopper is a burden, and desire fails. For man goes to his eternal home, and the mourners go about the streets. And here again the Bible admonishes us in verse 6, remember your Creator. Before the silver cord is loosed, or the golden bowl is broken, or the pitcher shattered at the fountain, or the wheel broken at the well, then the dust will return to the earth as it was, and the spirit will return to God who gave it. And this is a very sobering passage that encourages us, admonishes us, and warns us to make the best use of our time and to prepare for eternity and to live our lives for Christ and for God. Because, you know, the reality is this. If you've not found something to die for, you really haven't found something to live for. Paul said, for me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. And so it's so important for us to understand that we were designed to walk with God. We were designed to live in His presence and to know Him, because God desires to be known. And it says here in verse 5 that man goes to his eternal home. And the sad reality is that many people give more thought to a two-week summer holiday than to where they will spend all of eternity. Have you given any thought or reflection to the ultimate destination of your eternal soul? For Jesus said in Mark 8:36, for what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and yet to lose his own soul? And yet, so many today are just too busy to think. In many respects, we're fighting a literal information overload, because it's coming at us from every direction and every arena, whether emails, phone calls, text messages, you've social media, you've Instagram, TikTok, you've Facebook, you've all of these various means of communication, and so many things that are vying for our attention, so many things that are seeking to distract us. Ironically, we're a generation that have never had as much information or opportunities, and yet was there ever a generation as ignorant or ill-informed as ours? A generation that ignores God, and you know, a generation that believes we've descended from apes and can no longer even acknowledge the God-given distinctions between male and female. Because again, in my opinion, a generation that is unable to define what a woman is or what a man is on a tangent towards destruction, and it won't end well. This is the reality. We explore the very depths of space, and yet we don't even know what is in our own hearts. The Bible says the heart of man is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? And so this is the problem, is we're constantly growing in knowledge, and yet our enlarged understanding of our surroundings has only served to highlight how insignificant, uninformed, and powerless we are, and ultimately how lonely we are. Our increased wealth and affluence as a society has only served to highlight our decadence, our selfishness, and our moral bankruptcy. The fact is, many of us no longer even know who to trust. For many of our politicians have lied to us. We're seeing corruption and compromise evident in so many aspects of our society. This is the challenge, is that people's faith in institutions has been severely shaken to the point where, unfortunately, even religion has also failed many people. And the painful reality is that, you know, some religious leaders essentially facilitated the abuse of innocent children in the state through their unwillingness to actually deal with serial abusers. And sadly, some were more concerned with protecting their institutions than their own children, or standing by the values of the gospel. And sadly, this abject failure has been used by many as a reason to demonize Christianity and reject faith in God altogether. And you could say that people's faith in everything and everyone has been shaken, and I think none of us are exempt from that. Hebrews 12 and verse 25 prophesied about these things. "See, do you do not refuse him who is speaking? For if they did not escape when they refused him who warned them on earth, much less will we escape if we reject him who warns from heaven. At that time his voice shook the earth, but now he has promised, 'Yet once more I shake not only the earth, but also the heavens.'" This phrase, "yet once more," indicates the removal of things that are shaken, that is, things that have been made, in order that the things that cannot be shaken may remain. "Therefore, let us be grateful for receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, and let us offer to God acceptable worship with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire." So even in the midst of so many things being shaken, we must remind ourselves we're members of a kingdom that cannot be shaken. And so in spite of the widespread sense of disillusionment and cynicism that has gripped the hearts of so many in our time, this deep inner hunger remains, this desperation to touch the eternal, this persistent longing that exists in all of our hearts is a thirst that cannot be satisfied by beer or spirits or drugs, for ultimately it's a yearning to both see and know God. Some try to fill the emptiness through religion, while others try drink, drugs, or hedonistic indulgence. And while for others it's simply fame or fortune, where life becomes a glorified game of Monopoly, the person with the most stuff at the end wins. But I wonder if our endless searching for success, fame, wealth, and entertainment are all simply our vain attempts to satisfy a deep God-given desire to know our Creator. For ultimately, if there is no Maker, there is no meaning. And this, in many respects, I believe, explains the loneliness, the depression, the despair, the hopelessness that has gripped our modern society, because we have rejected our Maker, and therefore, ultimately, we've rejected meaning. Sometimes I wonder if we seek to satisfy our heartfelt longings for an encounter with our Creator by religious ritual and obligation. And so we dutifully say our prayers or read our Bibles or tick our boxes, but it doesn't satisfy our souls. And I wonder if, even as believers, if some of us have learned to accept far less than God's best. And so what is missing, or rather, who is missing? God. We were made to know Him, and we were made to walk with Him and to walk in His presence. We see that Genesis 3, man walked with God in the cool of the evening. And so we will therefore be forever disappointed and dissatisfied by the things of this world, for we were made to walk in and be satisfied by God's holy presence. Saint Augustine said this: "You have made us for yourself, O Lord, and our heart is restless until it rests in you." And so I would ask you today, does your heart rest in God? Have you learned on a daily basis to spend time resting in His presence? Do you make time for the Word of God, or are you on this relentless hamster wheel of meaningless activity, whether that's hours of scrolling on your phone or all of the various social media outlets and your phone and your internet and your laptop and your TV and, you know, just channel surfing? You've made us for yourself, O Lord, and our heart is restless until it rests in you. And, you know, we see that restlessness in our modern society. People are not happier. The fact is, I think they're unhappier than they've ever been. And in the same way, you can't truly rediscover life until you first learn to live it in His presence. And this, therefore, is where the battle is. Satan is always seeking to draw us away from God's presence, whether through sin, temptation, rebellion, or distraction. Psalm 91, "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." And so maybe the reason why we're not enjoying His protection, His deliverance, His guidance, His direction, is because we're not making time for His presence. Maybe we have fallen back into the rut of making prayer an obligation rather than a revelation, where prayer becomes a ritual rather than a relationship. And I think that's tremendously sad. I don't believe that's what God wants for us. I believe God wants us to know Him. And so today, as I finish, I just pray for every person listening, Lord, that You would draw them into Your presence. And there's now therefore no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, Romans 8 and verse 1. Lord, we've all fallen short, but I just pray, Lord, for anybody who is holding back from Your presence because of condemnation or shame or fear or addiction or dysfunction. I pray for Your grace, Lord, that You would just minister your grace to them. Help them to know that they're loved and that they don't get to come into your presence because they're perfect, but because you're perfect and because the sacrifice you made at the cross was perfect. And therefore, we can have boldness to enter into the holiest because of the blood of Jesus Christ. Draw us into your presence, Lord, and help us to walk in it. In Jesus' wonderful name. This is Pastor John from All Nations Church, thanking you for listening today. Hope you can join us again tomorrow right here on UCB Ireland. Shalom.